Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ. TJ, this Mother's Day.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Doom, 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 doom.
Hey, what kind of animal do y'all think would be more the most beneficial? I mean, after dogs, of course, if police departments started adding different types of animals and trained them to help fight crime. I'm thinking a kangaroo would probably be a good crime fighter.
Why do you say that?
Because that's what they do. They fight.
Punch.
They're fast.
Literally fight.
Yeah. I bet if you turned a trained kangaroo, like they do the dogs, they turn dogs loose on somebody running or whatever. If you put a kangaroo on somebody, you'd pummel them.
Yeah. That's true.
What about like a wolf or a coyote? Is that too similar to a dog?
Yeah. And I think they're a little more unpredictable, so.
Yeah.
Are bears fast?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are they slow?
They are fast.
They look like they'd be slow, but.
A grizzly can run 35 miles an hour.
Oh.
800 pounds of pure muscle.
Maybe one of those.
But zigzag, he won't get you.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm thinking. Like, I was going to say a cheetah because they're fastest, but I feel like a cheetah is going to kill every person that it takes down, like, immediately. And I don't know if that's a good idea.
Crocodile.
You could do a crocodile, but I feel like it's the same thing.
They just poop their pants. They're so scared.
Like you get somebody for shoplifting and they're already doing the death roll on them. You're like, whoa, 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 wait, wait.
Komodo dragon.
Komodo dragon, Rob?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Are they fast or?
I think they're dangerous. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm. What about I mean, you could arm an ape with a gun.
Yeah.
You can teach him how to use a gun.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love that.
But would an ape need a gun? And it would have to be a short distance because they're not going to run a long way trying to, you know, a dog will go forever chasing a criminal.
Yeah.
Plus, if you go back to, you know, a wolf, Lynn would have to be, they only do that in packs. So you'd have to have a bunch of them.
That's true.
Although if somebody turned a pack of wolves on you and you're running in the city streets.
Just stop.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be your last crime, my friend.
Because you're dead.
You're dead. Yeah, that's tough. An ape would be good. But then you'd have to live with the, I also think about like, you know, those dogs go home to live with the canine officer. So I feel like if you have to live with an ape, that wouldn't be that much fun.
Well, they train little monkeys to do stuff to, like, you know, care for people, and maybe it'd be smart enough.
But I think a kangaroo would be the deal. They're fast. They're strong.
They could hide stuff in their pouches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like guns.
My God.
Yeah, that's their holster.
Yeah.
But I don't know how smart a kangaroo is. You know, they could be dumb, just like all other Australians.
They are an Aussie.
Yeah, maybe a kangaroo.
And they've got the idea of an ape having a gun and then a cigarette in the other hand.
Yeah, well, I mean, the ape could have just one of those beanbag guns or something, not be, you know, fully armed with a sawed-off or a pistol.
Yeah.
Paintball?
Yeah,
like gotcha.
those tear gas paintballs that they shoot.
Sure, man, that would be so scary if you're running, you see a ape chasing after you, a chimpanzee, any kind of monkey. Oh my gosh, I'm fitting to die.
Or even if you said, "Come out, we're gonna let the monkey loose. We're gonna let the ape loose."
Yeah.
Gorilla.
And Bubbles. Bubbles is gonna be on your ass. Man, yeah, that'd be terrifying.
It's got to have a feminine name, though. It's huge.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Go get him, Annabelle.
The one that knew sign language that Robin Williams was with, was that Coco?
Coco, yeah.
It was Coco.
Coco, yeah.
And he didn't know sign language.
What?
That was some dumb shit.
Was that, it was a movie?
No.
Oh. I don't remember the full story, but that, yeah,
Coco was a real gorilla that they tried to teach sign. They claimed he knew some sign language and all that.
Huh. Interesting.
Did he not? Or he or she not? I don't even know if it was a man or woman.
He was probably flailing his hands.
Maybe, but I don't trust that whole side of science, you know, the political propaganda of that science. Mm. And then who's a part of it? Like the most liberal of celebrities, they'll get to go out there and, oh my God, it was so amazing. You know, Robin Williams, he'll go for 10 minutes about it. Yeah. Just off the cuff.
Yeah.
Get him, Coco.
Talk him down.
Talk him off the ledge. Be the negotiator.
One of those monkey, those gorillas that could supposedly communicate, they tried to tell people he could type. And the transcripts of what he had typed was just, I think maybe he made the word foot out one time, and it had to be an accident because it never made sense, because he would just, like, they would ask him a question and he would write foot as the answer so just to everything. Me. Yeah. Mm.
And they cheered, so he probably did it again.
Yeah.
Foot.
This is the best monkey I've ever seen.
You know, liberals always want to find animals that are smarter than humans. Yeah. Know, they love that. That's everything. Dolphins are way smarter than humans. Oh, really? Mm. Okay, well, I have to remember that next time I need a hospital.
Yeah. Call the dolphin.
Yeah, I want to go to a dolphin hospital.
Sure.
Where are they?
Yeah. You can probably train a dolphin to take down a criminal as long as, you know, they're pirates or something. I don't know.
Jet ski thieves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be sick, though, if they just, like, come flying out of the water and knock somebody off their jet ski that they stole.
Yeah.
It'd be sick. Or police dolphin.
a police orca. That would be even better.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Because they're smarter than dolphins. Mm-hmm. Mm. They're family to the dolphin.
Mm. Are they orcas? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm learning so much today.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Who knew?
What animal are we going to make on the police force?
Oh, I got it. I know what it is. The perfect answer. Some kind of, like, eagle, a bald eagle.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, that's terrifying to see if something like a huge bird is flying at you. And then they've got those massive talons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They could just sort of, like, latch on and take you down and they wouldn't kill you.
Something on you.
Yeah, or they, right, like it was like Wile E. Coyote. Yeah.
A live drone.
Yeah,
that would be good, a giant bird.
And you just, like, throw that thing through the forest and that thing.
Yeah.
Come take you down.
And can spot you from miles away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one.
Because, you know, your average criminal that's running from the police is going to be scared of a bird.
Hell yeah.
Big old ass bird.
Sure.
I would be
terrified.
Mm, that'd be awesome to watch, though. You talk about some fun police video.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Go get him.
You could actually put a camera on the bird.
Yeah.
And you see, like, the initial takedown. Mm-hmm. The guy is, like, running. He's like, oh!
Yeah.
Those claws singing.
Doesn't Jody love cops?
Yeah.
That'd be an episode she would love.
That would be great.
Look at this bird.
Taking down a crackhead and, like, run down the sidewalk. Just this huge eagle comes flying. Yeah.
Look at this eagle. And this crackhead.
And then the eagle just start pecking at him, trying to eat him.
Yeah.
Ow, ow, ow.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
He pecked my eyes out.
And I still say the helicopter that's following the car that's on the high-speed chase or whatever should have a missile in it to fire into that car.
Good point.
And it should be warned, okay, if you don't stop in the next 30 seconds, we're going to fire on you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, all right, we warned you. Obliterate it.
Missile time.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
A missile.
Yeah, it'd be sick.
Yeah.
Or once you get them out of the car and you see that they're, because, I mean, the problematic thing about that is if they have innocent people in the car with them.
Sure.
You know, you wouldn't want to do that. But you should tell them, okay, you can keep running. You stop, let those people out, and you may be able to dodge the missile. But if you don't let them out, when we catch you, we're just going to go ahead and kill you. Mm. Once we can kill you and, you know, the innocent people or the babies are safe, then you're going to die. Mm-hmm. We're going to let the eagle eat you.
Yeah, the eagle's going to eat you.
We're going to let this kangaroo beat the shit out of you until you can't even move. And then the eagle is going to swoop in and then just completely eat every bit of flesh off your bones.
Okay, now I'm scared. Yeah. Yeah.
So either pull over or face your fate.
Yeah.
Looney Tunes is coming for your ass. Yeah. Damn animals.
Yeah. Roger the kangaroo is just waiting to beat your ass.
More extra funny next.
Say goodbye to bland workout gear with Playground's luxurious sustainable activewear. It blends stunning design with unparalleled fit. You are going to love wear Playground clothing. I have several pieces from them, and it just elevates your workout style. And not only that, it's comfortable. So use code TJ and get the best deal you're going to find anywhere. 20% off. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use code TJ for 20% off. Elevate your workout style effortlessly with wear Playground.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I have thoughts on something, and it's one of those things that I guess would be considered a me thing. Only I would think of this or have a problem with it. But I know I'm in safe company here. Y'all won't be judging me.
No.
Harshly. You won't judge me harshly.
I won't judge you harshly.
Okay. So there's a baby walrus, that's a hit online after, you know, she was rescued in Alaska last summer. Her name is Uki. She was dehydrated, malnourished, and needed quote unquote cuddle care from zookeepers to stay warm. She couldn't be released back into the wild, so she's living at SeaWorld Orlando and doing great. She's 350 pounds, still growing. And, there is another female walrus there that's been acting as her adoptive mother.
Aww.
Which is great. Oh, that's great.
Sure.
Here's my problem with this whole situation in general when it comes to zoos and aquariums and all of that stuff. If you have an animal as a baby or whatever that comes into your zoo or your aquarium, why do you insist on giving them names from their original home? These animals need to have American names because those are the people paying to come see them. So if you have a panda, instead of naming it a Chinese name, name it Greta or Marge or Jordan. Name it after American sports heroes.
Sure.
Why you got to name them after Chinese people? Just because it came from China. You're catering to the American public. Name it something that Americans are familiar with and easy for Americans to pronounce.
Especially kids to pronounce.
Yeah. So this walrus should not be named Uki. It should be named something like Sam. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a girl, so it should be named something like, I don't know. Let's see, what would a walrus... Probably a name that you would give a big woman.
Okay.
In America, Bessie or something.
Yeah, Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Lindsay. Lindsay.
I mean, like Bertha.
Yeah, Bertha. Bertha's she's good. Big, 350, 350 pounds and still growing.
Big girl.
Maybe something like, What are those 1,000-pound sisters called? Tammy and Amy. Yeah.
Yeah. Go that way.
Sure.
That works.
Tammy.
I'd hate to be Tammy or Amy. They did what? They named the walrus after you. Oh, ouch.
Rude.
But I mean, the hell with all that naming them foreign names that Americans can't pronounce when Americans are the ones paying the bills.
Yeah, exactly.
Same reason I don't think soccer needs to be on the TV at a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, your customers in there are American.
Yeah.
Put on Dame Price is Right or something. Yeah. Number one show amongst Americans of all time.
Can you imagine eating in a Mexican restaurant? Is that Wheel of Fortune on?
My brother's at SeaWorld today. I'm going to ask him if he
sees Uki.
Tell him to go see Uki.
Uki.
It's spelled UKI.
I'm going to have him bring this topic up to him. We should call her Winona or something. Yeah. Uki.
Winona the Walrus.
Yeah, that's Rosie.
Yeah. It makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
When he told me he was going to SeaWorld, I didn't lecture him about blackfish and all the stuff, you know, with the orcas and stuff, because nobody needs to hear that right before they take a vacation. But the alleged atrocities.
Yeah, nobody needs to hear that anytime. Yeah.
Fun fact for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, my nephew's always wanted to go, so he's going on his birthday today.
That's cool.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever been to SeaWorld. Have you been?
Yeah.
Oh, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Are they doing the whole Disney experience, or they're just going to
SeaWorld? SeaWorld. He's into fishing and stuff.
Cool.
Isn't they going to let him fish there?
I don't know. Maybe you can.
Be a little, a little less sporting, I guess, when they're in the tank.
You just caught Shamu. This guy caught Shamu.
Yeah. He's into fish and stuff.
That's cool, though.
See, like that orca named Willie. That's what we ought to have, stuff like that.
Love it.
Big old killer whale named Willie.
Yeah. Free.
Mm-hmm.
That Willie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shamu.
Mm-hmm.
Shamu. Get out of here with that.
Shamu.
Yeah. And aren't they on like the seventh Shamu? I found out they just like named the next one Shamu.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you're Shamu 7.
Yeah.
Just like George Foreman's children.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Kids are like, Shamu's still alive? That was like 50 years ago.
Yeah. I think they still call him Shamu or something.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, Americans are footing the bill for these things. At least the least we could do is have American names for them.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Alaska is part of America.
Yeah, it is. I mean the real America.
The real us.
I mean, it is, but is it? Is it? I get that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well be France for all I know. I couldn't tell you a thing about it.
You know, when the majority of people coming through the doors at damn SeaWorld with money to spend is Alaskan, then maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe we look at keeping it, you know, Alaskan name.
Yeah. Sure. I don't even know that it's the right thing. We rescued him from Alaska. Oh, where'd you take him? Orlando.
Yeah.
Did you rescue him?
I loved Alaska. Yeah. Keep me there.
Holy, I'd rather die in Alaska than live in Orlando under the sweltering heat.
Yeah.
I'm always suspicious of when they say rescued. You know, like when I said I rescued our dog. He's half golden retriever, half standard poodle. And we rescued him from a breeder for about $1,000.
Yeah, sure.
You know, that may be the kind of rescue and they're doing. Oh, yeah, we rescued him. And the only place that could treat him was we need the facilities at SeaWorld.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Make money off him.
We rescued him out from this cage that the breeders brought him to us in.
Yeah.
My God, is there a rescue closer to Alaska than Orlando?
Yeah.
Is there one in between somewhere?
Shammy's like, what did I do to deserve this?
Yeah, this sucks.
Mm-hmm. No, it's all about the walruses.
Yeah.
They treat the orcas like second-class citizens now.
Yeah.
It's all about the walrus.
What did we do?
They never have any of those pandas, though, with names like, you know, Ralph or Tommy or anything like that.
No, I don't even think we get to name them. I think China picks the names even if they're born here. It's crazy.
But that's even dumber. Mm-hmm. I mean, put Trump in that negotiation.
You're not kidding. It's the craziest lease agreement ever.
That's what he ought to say. Tariffs, 125%, and we're keeping the pandas.
Yeah.
Until further notice.
And we're keeping the pandas, and we're renaming them, you know, good, strong American names.
Mm-hmm.
Job.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Minions. There's Tom, Bob, Phil. Kevin.
Keisha. Lamondre. Those are good American names.
Sure.
Sure. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love that. And to hell with China and their pandas. We'll just keep them. What are they going to do? They're going to come and take them? They're going to bomb us to get their stupid pandas back?
They might.
No.
No.
They won't.
Hope not.
If you're listening, please don't do that.
Yeah.
They're not going to do anything. We ought to, Trump ought to make a video of, it makes it seem like he's sitting down and eating a panda out of a McDonald's bag.
That's a terrible thing.
Not do it, but
Act
like it.
Yeah. It's like, I'm eating a panda burger, China. What are you going to do about it? These pandas are ours.
It's the best.
So juicy.
It's so juicy. Yeah. Better than any panda out there. American pandas. I eat them.
But I hate pandas. You don't see me like a communist animal.
No,
oh, they're so cute. Yeah,
they're communists.
They are cute.
They're the best.
No, they're not. Oh. No communist the best at anything in my book.
You're going to blame them for the communist dictatorship?
Yes. They're part of it.
They're part of it.
They're tools. Like, they're tools of the communists.
Like, what can we do?
They're spies. They're spies.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm surprised that what's his name? Representative Swalwell. I'm surprised he ain't over there having an affair with one of them pandas.
Well, he's a different story.
Because you know he had that affair with that Chinese spy.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. He's over there trying to hook up with them pandas. I know good and damn well he is. I bet you he is. Sick freak.
More extra funny next.
What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video. Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.